Best in Class is here for a look at Week 6, sprinting around the NFL and what happened with all these young players and rookies. And, of course, it kicks off with Sean Sullivan giving his take on the state of the Buccaneers. Enjoy Best in Class, presented by Bill Curry Ford. Here's Sean.
Hi, everybody, and welcome to Best in Class, coming to you live from Bill Curry Ford Studios in Tampa. This is Sean Sullivan coming to you from the greatest Ford store in the United States. We are on fire. It is so amazing, and it's such a privilege to be the general manager of Bill Curry Ford with the Curry family, 65 years serving Tampa. Right now, we're doing double the rebates and incentives on first responders, all military personnel, active and retired. Anybody who serves our communities or serves our country is getting double the rebates. That's correct. And up to $10,000 off new vehicles that we have left over, making room for the 26s, 000. We have 0% offered on certain vehicles, no payments for 90 days until next year. Actually, we can push that out. Let's push that out longer. And on top of everything else, zero down payment on all of our leasing specials that you find at BillCurryFord.com. It is a zero down leasing event this month through the end of October. You need to get to BillCurryFord.com, pick out your vehicle while it's still in stock, get your low lease. We have leases starting at $295 a month. They're amazing with zero down. We have a massive selection. And again, we are supporting our first responders and our people that serve our communities in Tampa because Bill Curry Ford is Tampa, and we love this community. This is a community I was born in, the community I work in. I was schooled here, and I get to watch my Bucks here. I mean, anyway, we live in paradise, everyone. We live where everyone else comes to vacation. It's annoying, yes, but we understand it because our skies are blue every day. Our team is winning. It's 5-1. We are the darlings of the NFL. We are the number one ranked NFC team. We're in charge. Right now, NFL Network Power Ranking has the Bucs at number one, not to mention the fact that our quarterback, MVP, that's all you hear. Everywhere from Chris Sims to NFL Network to CBS Sports. I watch Sunday Night Football Review. Everything is about Baker Mayfield because he is playing as the best quarterback in the NFL. I'm telling you, bar none, he is the best quarterback in the NFL right now in October 2025. No one is seeing the field better, throwing into tighter windows, willing his team to win, like on that 15-yard run for first down. It was in slow motion. It was in slow motion because he's not Jaden Daniels, guys, but he gets the job done. You want to know why? Because his heart is the size of the field. This man plays with heart and passion, and everything that Bill Curry Ford does for our community, Baker Mayfield does for the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. So again, what an amazing combination that I get to do. I get to do two things that I absolutely love, and I get to serve my community doing it, and I get to be part of the Buccaneers and the players and the energy and the life that a winning football team brings to our community. It's just a great time to be a Buccaneers fan. Let's get to the game real quick, right? So we won 30-19. For those of you, if you guys were under a rock somewhere and didn't watch the game, this podcast, I mean, I hope it helps you a little bit. If it's the best 30 minutes in football, we're going to run fast. We're going to run through the best performing rookies. But 30-19, Buccaneers 5-1, toast of the town. Baker Mayfield 17 of 23, 256, two touchdowns. Oh, and by the way, who's he throwing to? Oh, I don't know. Maybe an undrafted free agent and a seventh-round pick they said was too small to play in the NFL. Scoring touchdowns, running up and down the field. The two Johnsons, even Sterling Shepard had two catches for 51 yards. Kate Otten had another five catches. He's spreading the ball around. Emeka got hurt, didn't matter. Mike Evans is hurt, didn't matter. McMillan is out. Chris Godwin's out. His starting four wide receivers are out. We have two offensive linemen out, two starters out. We're mixing and matching our offensive line. It doesn't matter. You have the MVP of the league. This is so exciting. This reminds me of Doug Williams' year in 1979 when Doug Williams was on fire. We have it again. We have it again. And I talked to Lita Kemper about this. You guys are going to love this, right? We talked about the Brady season and the magical Brady Super Bowl run. We should have won a second Super Bowl. This podcast is too short to discuss. But that was a magical season. Tom Brady was magical. Does it not feel the same this year? Does it not feel like we have that same magic? This team could win 12 to 14 games, guys, just the way it is. And I'm so privileged. Again, we are all privileged to witness what we're witnessing right now in Baker Mayfield's play. Exemplifies everything that we are. I felt like the special teams were much improved in this game. Our pass rush was much improved. Obviously, they liked my gladiator research that I did, you know, with the dirt in the hand and, you know, do your three-point stance and go after the quarterback, because I saw a different pass rushing team in this game. We went after Mac Jones. We sacked him. We had 6 sacks in the game. The defense had its moments, but we held them to 19 points. Guys, the 49ers are not a terrible team. I know they have a lot of injuries, but they've been scoring points. So, again, a shout-out to the defense. Much better pass rush. We're getting healthy. This week's Monday Night Football game is the Detroit Lions. We're getting healthy a little bit. We're going to get it looks like we're going to get Benjamin Morrison back. We're going to get our other starting cornerback. We're going to get possibly Mike Evans back. So there is some help coming as we lose some players. Levante David didn't practice today, still dealing with the knee, so I think he's going to play. You know, that off-the-ball linebacker spot's really going to be really important. With Jahmyr Gibbs is an amazing player, one of the star players in the NFL. So we'll see how it goes. What a game. What a performance with Rashard White. I know no one's talking about this guy. He averaged 4 yards a carry, 65 yards on 17 carries, had a touchdown. I thought he's been playing with a lot of heart. He's got that new jump step. If you guys haven't seen it, if you guys pay attention, it's not that he's running slower. He's moving. Like, he's not just going north and south and putting his head down. He's keeping his head up. He's looking for running lanes. And he's got, I think, Bucky Irving jump step. I think he's been watching tape, and I think he's been improving as a running back. I'm just so proud of Rashard White. He had 3 catches for 21 yards in this game. I really would like him to catch more balls, similar to Bijan Robinson. I think that's his strength. I think that he's one of the best screen runners in football. And again, I just would like to see him get some more of those. But, you know, and now I'm just nitpicking, but I think he's been terrific. I think another draft pick that we haven't talked about that much is Elijah Roberts. He had a sack in this game. He had a tackle for loss in this game. And, you know, he's playing the run well. He's holding up. So shout out to Elijah Roberts. Great job. 5th round pick. So I'm very proud of that. Jamal Dean probably had his best game since the Super Bowl year. You know, he had a really good game. That's probably the best I've seen him play. So congratulations to Jamal Dean. And a Joe Bucks fan wrote an article about how he's trying to be less handsy, less holdy, and actually try to perfect his corner technique. And I really feel like he's putting the time in and really trying to become a better corner technique-wise. So congratulations to Jamal Dean. Our 5-1 Buccaneers take on the Detroit Lions this Monday night. Very, very exciting. Go Bucks. I know it's going to be a difficult game. The New Orleans game is more important to me the following week going into the bye. So if we need to rest players for Monday night to make sure we get our division game going into the bye week where we should come out healthy, then we need to do that. And then just hopefully the game stays close. Maybe Baker Mayfield pulls out a miracle. So let's get on to the Eagles and the Giants. So the Eagles, I'm going to talk about this, Danny, from Danny's Deli. If you guys want an amazing pastrami sandwich, it's the best I've ever had. Danny's Deli in Fishhawk, an amazing place. If you're ever in that area, Brandon Fishhawk area, put it in your ways. Find Danny's Deli. It'll be worth it, I promise. Get that pastrami sandwich. The Eagles lost this game 17-34. The Giants pulled out a huge upset with 2 rookies. Jackson Dart, the first round QB, 17 of 25, 195 yards and a touchdown. He also had 13 runs for 58 yards, 4.5 yards a carry, and another touchdown. He's been sensational. But if you listen to Best in Class podcast, which I know you do because you'd be silly not to, Cam Scataboo, I said, was going to be one of my favorite players at running back. He's the most underrated running back under my running back breakdown. And I said, you guys have got to watch out for this guy because it's amazing his balance. And you know, the key to this is when he's tough and he runs into people and he delivers. I get all that. When you go to tackle him, he's really good at getting his hand on the ground, keeping his knees up. And really keeping his balance. He's very hard to bring down. 19 carries, 100 yards, 5.2 yards a carry, and 3 touchdowns in this game. 3 touchdowns in the game. Oh, and by the way, he caught 2 more balls for 12 yards. So those 2 rookies, between Jackson Dart and Cam Scataboo, it has turned around the entire Giants franchise. They now have a future. It's possible the coach and the GM keep their jobs. They are now competing, actually, in their division right now at 2-4, they're still in the race. This is a team that can actually make some waves with what they're doing. Jackson Dart plays with reckless abandon. Like, it's like, he's like controlled but relaxed at the same time. So it's like a controlled violence where he's just, and again, he's going to get hurt. Like, we all know this is going to happen, but I just love watching him play. Cam Scataboo just runs to contact and just tries to run you over. And then it just, these guys are just amazing to enter the NFL. Guys, this is how rookies change teams. This is why I love my rookie podcast. This is why I focus on rookies in the combine, because they can change the entire scope of a dead franchise. The Giants are a dead franchise. Dead, right? And now guess what? Franchise quarterback, franchise running back, franchise pass rushers, and Abdul Carter, and Brian Burns, and Thibodeau, who they drafted, and Lawrence. This is a real team. So congratulations to New York. A shout out to Joe Sarah for the Bronco Brunchery. He's a huge Giants fan. So there you go. Really impressed with them. And then on the other side, again, I'm going to talk about Jahad Campbell again. He had seven more tackles, four solo tackles. He was their first-round draft pick out of Alabama, a guy that was linked to the Bucs. I had him going to the Eagles at 32. The guy's had a phenomenal year so far. He might be one of the best linebackers in the NFL already. Six games into the season, he's been phenomenal. The Eagles are now 4-2. I don't see a problem with them bouncing back. Broncos and Jets. Okay, this was a horribly boring game. This was overseas. The Broncos won 13-11. The Broncos, besides the Falcons, have the two best defenses in the NFL. Atlanta NFC, Broncos AFC, two best defenses in the NFL. I know it's kind of crazy. We're going to get to Atlanta. We're going to talk about the rookie impact that Atlanta, what's going on with Atlanta. The Jets had a really tough time scoring 11 points. There's nothing I want to talk about in this game. It was extremely hard to watch, but I watched every snap, you know, for this podcast, and just because I'm glutton for punishment. Cardinals and Colts. The Colts won 31-27. What an amazing game. Again, Daniel Jones is a guy that's going to be competing with Baker Mayfield for the MVP, which is really interesting. And Tyler Warren, the rookie phenom out of Penn State, six catches, 63 yards and a touchdown. Absolutely love this guy. I'm watching Colts games, guys, not for Daniel Jones, not for anybody. I'm watching for Tyler Warren. He's a fun player to watch. If you haven't got a chance to watch him play, please, he's worth it. He is a stud tight end, similar to Brock Bowers last year, who set every single record for a tight end in NFL 113-year history. The NFL is putting in these amazing tight ends between Brock Bowers and Tyler Warren. We're going to talk about Loveland, who went to the Bears, but we're getting some super talented tight ends. Chargers and Dolphins. Chargers pulled this out 21-27. A very fun game to watch. My boy Justin Herbert, 29 of 38, 264 yards. Still, I know no one talks about the debate between Tua and Herbert, but Tua was drafted in front of Herbert. Still one of the dumbest moves in history. It is what it is. Ladd McConkey, a last year's first-round draft pick, the guy just keeps on keeping on. Seven receptions, 100 yards, and a TD. He just reminds me not in size, but in how he plays with Cooper Kupp. It's just really, really interesting. His hands, the way he gets open, the way he gets open off the line of scrimmage, his toughness for being a smaller guy. Now, getting to the rookies, Rondae Gaston II, 7 for 68, really interesting prospect. And Trey Harris, another draft pick, four catches for 27 yards at wide receiver. So if you look at those two guys, they're now getting into the action. Kenneth Grant out of Michigan on the defensive line with a tackle and a sack in the game. So super interesting. The Chargers had a very, very average draft, I should say, so far. But we'll see how these guys come out, because they haven't been spectacular, but they've been steady, kind of similar to how Harbaugh manages his team. Pats won 25-19. Drake May, last year's first-round draft pick, and what I'm going to go down and say is the greatest quarterback draft in NFL history last year, with seven NFL starters. Drake May is becoming a superstar in the NFL, 18 of 26 for 261 and three TDs. He has just been phenomenal. Drake May is the future of the New England Patriots. Trayvon Henderson, their running back, their second-round pick out of Ohio State, still struggling to get on track. So there's not really much to talk about there, but he should get more carries with Gibson out for the year. We'll see how that goes. Spencer Rattler on the other side, who was in that quarterback draft last year, 20 of 26 for 227 and no touchdowns, has not been spectacular for New Orleans. Now, I'm going to say this about the Saints, who are 1-5. I've always said I hope they lose every game. And, you know, I'm starting to feel, no, I'm not. I hope they lose every game. I have no sympathy for them. Worst fans, terrible place to live, which should lose their NFL team. I can't stand anybody who's a Saints fan. But Spencer Rattler has been better than advertised, in my opinion. Again, we talked about Trayvon Henderson. Those are the guys I wanted to talk about. Moving on to the Browns and Steelers. The Browns got blown out 23-9 with Aaron Rodgers and the Steelers. Warren came back at running back for the Steelers, so that's interesting. The Browns, again, with Dylan Gabriel, who was their third-round draft pick, 29 of 52, 221. No interceptions and no TDs. Really struggled to move the ball. Quinshon Judkins, the running back out of Ohio State, who's an absolute stud. 12 carries in this game, only 36 yards. The Browns just had no offense whatsoever. Judkins deserves better. That guy's a star running back in the NFL. Harold Fannin Jr. at Bowling Green, the tight end, was very, very high on him. I really wish the Bucs had found a way to get him on the roster. He had 7 catches for 81 yards. He's becoming more and more and more of a wide receiver threat. Just another amazing tight end talent to come into the NFL. And Carson Switzinger, the UCLA linebacker, had 8 tackles in the game and a sack and an interception. Has probably played his way right now as the leader for defensive rookie of the year. That guy's just been unbelievable. He now is one of the top leaders in the NFL in total tackles. Again, the Steelers won 23-9. The Browns have another quarterback, and I believe that Sanders is going to get a shot at some point this year. And if he doesn't, they should fire the entire Cleveland Browns GM and coach, because they have just absolutely destroyed the Cleveland Browns team. And when you have Myles Garrett on your team, who's the most talented defensive player in the NFL, who gets triple teamed every single game, you have talent on defense. You have talent at running back. Your offensive line is decent. You have a lot of talent at tight end. For goodness sakes, man, put in Shador, and let Shador, the guy throws for 70% completion percentage, just get into a controlled passing. You have Jerry Jeudy. That's all you got on the receiving end for wide receivers. I mean, you don't have a lot in that market for that. Get somebody in there that can make some plays. Dylan Gabriel looked lost in that game. Panthers and Cowboys. The Panthers pulled the upset 30-27 over the Cowboys. Dak Prescott has had an absolute phenomenal year. He had 3 more TDs. Dowdle had his revenge game against the Cowboys with 30 carries for 183 yards. That's back-to-back weeks of over 170 yards rushing for Dowdle, which is pretty amazing. He's a 5-year player, if you guys don't know. He was a backup for the Cowboys, which is pretty good. The Cowboys' Tyler Booker didn't start in this game. He was their first-round draft pick. But Donovan Azriki Ruku, a guy that was linked to the Bucs on several different pundits, has been coming on of late. He had 5 tackles and a tackles for loss in this game. Shamar James out of Florida made his season debut in week 6. The guy had 5 tackles, so he might be a player for the Cowboys. We'll see. T-Mac, wide receiver out of Arizona for the Panthers, the number 1-8 overall pick, had 2 touchdowns in this game, his first 2 receiving touchdowns, so that's really good for T-Mac. I tell you what, the Panthers at 3-3 are surprising me, because I'm not everybody knows how I feel about Young. And the C.J. Stroud draft is, C.J. Stroud was a much superior player. For some reason, they took Young. I'm not quite sure why. He's the smallest player ever to play the position. I think he struggles to see downfield. He struggles to see over the offensive and defensive line. But I think the coaching staff is trying to make the best of it. But still, at 3-3, it's a hell of a coaching job, in my opinion, for the talent they have on that team. Sea Chickens and Jaguars. The Sea Chickens, after that amazing Buccaneers loss, where it was just punch after punch after punch, they came back and easily beat the Jaguars 20-12. Really wasn't much of a game. Donald came back for 16 of 27, 295 and 2 TDs. Sam Donald's playing the best ball of his career. Jackson Smith Enigma, 8 receptions, 162 yards. Another Ohio State receiver had another great game. Unfortunately, Mika was out with a hamstring injury. Travis Hunter played both offense and defense in this game. Really didn't have a major impact in this game. Ryan Lane, the safety for the Jaguars, started in the game, played a lot of snaps, is also coming along for the Sea Chickens. Zabel, I kind of touched on him last week, has been everything he's been advertised to be from the offensive guards. He had 55 snaps in the game. He's been an amazing professional, like an instant starter on the offensive line. He was definitely worthy of his pick Nick Imanuori, one of my favorite safeties. I talked about his violence. He led the team with 9 tackles in this game. He had tackles for loss. He plays the run like a linebacker. I think he's just going to be a good one. I mean, I think he's going to be awesome. So congratulations to him, not to the Sea Chickens. Rams and Ravens. Rams won this game 17-3. Baltimore had absolutely nothing going on. They have Lamar coming back this week, so the Ravens are, we'll see how they do with Lamar Jackson if they get back on the winning streak. The Rams look like the Rams. They scored all their points in the third quarter to take ahead. As far as the Ravens and rookies, Teddy Buchanan had 9 tackles, 2 pressures, and a sack in the game. He took Roquan Smith's place, but he's shown that he can play in the NFL. Malachi Starks has struggled, the safety out of Georgia. Mike Green, the pass rusher, the Senior Bowl pass rusher for the Ravens, the guy that had some off-the-field problems but not on the field, had 3 tackles and a tackle for loss. This was his best game as a Raven. LaJonte Wester, a guy that I interviewed at the Combine. You guys are going to, if you guys go back and listen, I actually asked him during my interview with him, and I played it on my Best in Class breakdown of wide receivers, what made him such a good kick and punt returner at FMU before he transferred to Colorado, where he just became a full-time wide receiver. And I talked about how he was just a relentless, fearless runner because he's a very small guy. He had a 35-yard punt return in this game. He has been the best punt returner in the NFL, in my opinion, since in the first 6 weeks of the season. He has been unbelievable. This is a guy that when I got off the plane, Jason, I flew back with Jason Light on the same plane, and we were walking through the terminal, and I was like, Jason, LaJonte Wester, what do you think? Trying to get him to, you know, maybe we bring him in as a free agent because I knew he might not get drafted because we needed some special teams. But I'm very happy with our return game for special teams right now with Mr. Johnson. But I will tell you that I have a soft spot for LaJonte Wester because he plays with this amazing fearlessness. If you guys haven't had a chance to watch him, he had 2 kickoff returns for touchdowns as well. Jared Verse, here's the guy we talked about last year out of Florida State, 6 tackles, 2 tackles for loss and a sack in the game, which for the Rams, which is, you know, he's just becoming a superstar. And then, of course, Puka, you know, who set every single record last year again, is just continuing. He got hurt in this game, but he has continued his rampant pace. All right, this is going out to Frank, right? So Frank and Mike Gonzalez, huge Raiders fans. The Raiders won this game 20-10. The Raiders are now 2-4. Titans are 1-5. This is for Frank. I'm going to talk about Ashon Gente out of Boise State. He's really adjusting. He had 75 yards rushing this game, 11 receiving yards, and he had another touchdown. So he's had 3 weeks in a row where he's actually put up some really good numbers. If you watch his game, he's adjusting to the NFL game. He was at Boise State. He could run over people, jump over people, run through tackles, break tackles. He led college football in breaking tackles. If you look right now, the reason why he struggled early was because you cannot run to contact in the NFL at his size. And I don't recommend it at any size, to be honest, because these guys are real men, and they're gigantic, and they're fast, and they're big, and they're strong, and they're violent, right? If you watch what he's doing now, he's being more patient. He's finding his holes. He's bouncing things outside. He's not trying to run through people. He's actually trying to run away from people. So I commend him on the fact that he's really learning. I think Pete Carroll is going to continue to pound the rock with Ashon Gente for the rest of the season. Cam Ward, the number one overall pick for the Titans, had 221 yards passing and an interception. Listen, this poor kid's got nothing. That's what happens when you draft guys number one overall. Usually they go to poor teams, and he's on a poor team. And the head coach just got fired. So the number one pick got another head coach fired. Last year, Caleb Williams got his head coach fired. It just goes on and on and on. I'm sure I can give you more examples right now. But I feel bad for the Titans, and I feel bad for Ward because I think he's played as well as he can play. But I wish him – it's really hard on rookies. I mean, if you look at Caleb Williams has had 3 offensive coordinators since he was drafted last year. 3. He's already on his 3rd offense. It's very difficult for these young guys, and it takes them a long time to get adjusted. So Caleb Williams isn't even playing, neither is Cam Ward. They're not going to play to their potential until they get more stability. I think Ben Johnson delivers that. We'll talk about the Bears a little bit later. Bengals and Packers. Packers won this game 27-18 over the Bengals. The Bengals really are punchless without Joe Burrow. They traded for Flacco. Flacco had a touchdown pass in this game. Packers are now 3-1-1. Matthew Golden, the wide receiver that I talked to Chris Sims about when we were in Indianapolis at the Combine because he played at Texas, He led all rookie and receiving yards for week six. He had 86 receiving yards on three catches. He looks like they're working him into the offense, and he's becoming better and better and better. I absolutely love Matthew Golden, and I think the Packers fans are going to fall in love with him. Barrett Carter for the Bengals was a fourth-round linebacker. He's had his first NFL start, and he led them in tackles with 10, had seven solo tackles. He's also communicating the defense for the Bengals. And Demetrius Knight Jr., a guy that I had that was, you know, I had and everyone else had linked to the Bucs for an off-the-ball linebacker, second-round pick of the Bengals. He played 97% of the snaps. He had seven tackles, four solo tackles, and two tackles for loss. I think he's playing extremely well. The Bengals got two really good linebackers in that draft. Lions and Chiefs, the Chiefs 30-17 over the Lions. The Lions are coming. We're going to be going into the Lions on Monday Night Football. They're going to be really, really mad because they got blown out by the Chiefs. The Chiefs were more physical. The Lions pride themselves on being physical. I expect them to really try to hurt the Bucs on Monday night, come out and establish the run early, and really work on physicality. The Lions at guard for rookie Tate Ratledge has really played well. Tyreek Williams had two tackles in the game. Has been pretty good against the run. I wouldn't say stout, but he's been pretty good. Josh Simmons for the Chiefs, the number one pick, unfortunately has been playing extremely well the first 5 weeks. He had something personal happen, didn't start in this game at left tackle. But Josh Simmons, as long as there's nothing going on off the field, is a sure plug-and-play starter and has been terrific for the Chiefs. Noah Williams, had a concussion, and he didn't return in the game, but he's getting some playing time as well at corner. But the Chiefs and the Lions, man, that was a terrific game. Jahmyr Gibbs had 17 carries, 65 yards, a guy that I absolutely love, and we're actually going to go visit him. I'm really hoping that he does not play well against us, obviously, this week. Bills and Falcons. Let's talk about this game, because the Falcons are 20. They won 24-14 over the Bills. They dominated a very good Bills team. Falcons are now 3-2, 2-1 at home. Penix, in that last year's quarterback draft, 20-32, 250 in a TD. He was spinning it. I mean, spinning it. He was amazing. Drake London out of USC, 10 catches, 158 yards in a TD. Drake London's become a premier wide receiver. Let's talk about the Falcons and the fact that they have the number one defense in the NFL. And let's talk about why. The two rookies that they picked, Jalen Walker, and they traded back up to select James Pierce Jr. out of Tennessee. Two players that came in with a big pass rush history in college football. I think James Pierce dropped a little bit, you know, in the draft. I think he's a better player than where he was drafted. I think Atlanta recognized that. But Jalen Walker and James Pierce Jr. dominated this football game from start to finish against the Bills. Josh Allen could not get past these guys because of their speed and the violence and physicality of James Pierce Jr. and the speed of Jalen Walker. This is an amazing combination. Both of them had tackles for loss in this game. These guys, for rookies, are already playing at this level. The pass rush of the Atlanta Falcons was unbelievable in this game. The Bills had no answers. They had 7 points until the fourth quarter. I mean, they just had no answers. And we played the Falcons week one, and these guys didn't really make an impact. You guys understand, the next time we play the Falcons, these pass rushers are going to make an impact. And I'm not going to have the Tampa Bay conversation about pass rushers. We need Jason Light knows what he needs to do. We're on a championship run. We need to make sure that we get the players that we need to win the Super Bowl. But anyway, that's a whole other story. But the Falcons, these guys are for real. Michael Penix is spinning the ball. He is a gunslinger. He is fantastic. I loved him out of college. Unfortunately, he went to the Falcons, who obviously is a rival. It sucks, but I love watching him throw the football. Bijan Robinson's a stud. Obviously, Drake London's a stud. Kyle Pitts is a stud. They have a lot of talent on this Falcons team, and now they have the number one defense in the NFL. I believe the Bucs, I think we're in the lower echelon right now in defenses. So our offense is better than the Falcons, but their defense is better than ours. So we'll see how that goes. Bears and Commanders, the Bears pulled this out 25-24. I talked to you about Caleb Williams already. Caleb Williams is the sixth best quarterback right now in the NFL. Statistically, he was 17 of 29, 252 in a TD. This was DeAndre Swift's best game. 14 carries, 108 yards, had another 80 yards. Catching the ball was phenomenal. Caleb Williams had, unfortunately, some drops that would have been long touchdowns. I can't believe that some of these players let us down when Ben Johnson calls the perfect play. Caleb Williams puts the ball right where it needs to be, and these wide receivers are just dropping the ball. Ndunze, last year's first-round draft pick, really wasn't a factor in the game. DJ Moore was a little bit more of a factor in this game, but it was really more of just a couple of good plays and some really terrific running by DeAndre Swift, and that's pretty much how they won. Jaden Daniels, last year's first-round draft pick of the Commanders, I thought he played pretty well. He was a little rusty coming off of being injured. The Bears are now 3-2. The Commanders are now 3-3. So we'll see how that goes. Luther Burden III had 4 receptions for 51 yards in this game. They continue to work him in to the offense. Caleb's got a lot of weapons on offense. He does. And he needs to work them all in. Monangi, the running back, had a 25-yard reception. He's getting some carries from Swift. Colston Loveland, the tight end out of Michigan, had a 6-yard reception on third down. I don't believe he's being used properly. Ben Johnson needs to sit down with Caleb and get this guy. This guy was the first tight end drafted. He was drafted over Tyler Warren, a guy that I thought was a generational talent besides Brock Bowers last year. Colston Loveland needs to be a guy like Sam Laporta in this Bears to Lions offense for Ben Johnson. And Caleb needs to find him 5 to 7 times a game, especially on third down. Shamar Turner, defensive tackle, he moved to defensive end from tackle, and he played pretty well in this game. And then for Washington, Ja'Cory Krosky Merritt, or just Bill, has been absolutely terrific, but not in this game. The Bears were able to hold him to 2.8 yards a carry, even though he has almost 400 rushing yards on the season. He's 4th in the NFL for that. So that concludes week 6 of Best in Class. Please visit us at BillCurryFord.com. See all of our amazing specials. I talked about first responders. I talked about the military doubling the rebate up to $10,000 off of all of our remaining vehicles with 000 still going on through the end of the month. Please follow us at all the places, Bill Curry Ford Tampa, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. You guys know all the social media stuff. And then email me at bestinclass@billcurryford.com with all your questions and comments. Please leave me reviews at Podbeam, Apple Play. And I love the reviews that I get on Joe Buck's Fan. I appreciate that very much. I think you'll hear me on an upcoming episode of Ira Kaufman's podcast. That'll be super fun. And I can't wait to talk to you guys next week after another Buccaneers win. Go Bucks!